Let's see the Ramban in the beginning of told us. Omer Kosov Ela told us Yitzchak ben Avraham Shel Esav Yaakov Bonav Hamurim Lamatav Hiska Kosov Echa Esav Yilidosam. Avraham holded us Yitzchak Lashon Rashi Haideisha Kosov Yitzchak ben Avraham Ve'ela told us Yitzchak ben Avraham. So why does the Pasuk have to then say a second time Avraham holded us Yitzchak? Huskak Loma Avraham holded us Yitzchak Lefisha Yilatzani Hadu Omim May Avi Melech Nisabir Asara L'chach, to dispel that slander, Tzor HaKadosh Baruch Hu klasti upon of Dom El Avram. Yitzchak Avinu looked just like Avram Avinu. Sheyomu HaKol Avram Holidus Yitzchak. So it's interesting. Rashi characterizes those who said May Avi Melech Nisabir Asara as Leit Tzonei Hador. Earlier, The Rav points out in Parshas Vayera, so Mimil El Avram Heiniko Vanim Sara. So Rashi says that what is Heiniko Vanim Loshan Rabim? That Sara Imenu nursed not only Yitzhak Avinu, but nursed many other babies. Because people said that Asufi Heviu Menashuk, that the baby was, they adopted a baby, they found in a baby that had been abandoned, and it wasn't their child. So by the fact that Sara Imenu was able to nurse, so that dispelled it. But there, Rashi doesn't characterize the people who said that as Leitzonim. Umahu banim lashon rabim, v'yom hamishta heviu hasaros b'nehen imahen, v'heinika osam, shehoyu omros lo yolda sara ela asufi heviu min ashok. But they're not branded as Leitzonei Hador. So the Rav explained as follows. He said, those who thought that asufi heviu min ashok was maybe understandable skepticism. That after so many years of not having a child, that all of a sudden Sarah and Avraham Avinu had a child, Itaka was miraculous. So they didn't believe in miracles, so they were looking to explain it in natural terms. So Asufi Avim and Ashuk. But those to whom Rashi refers to the beginning of Parashas told us, those who said no, it's Taka, the child is Sarah's child, but the father is Avimelech, not Avraham Avinu. So that wasn't just skepticism. No, that was rishus, because Avraham Avinu, he had already fathered Yishmael, so it was known that Avraham Avinu could have children. The miracle was that now Sarah Imenu Achrei Velosi Hoisel Liadma. The miracle was now that Sarah Imenu could have a child. To concede that the child, that the mother was Sara Imenu, but to deny the paternity was just because they didn't want Avraham Avinu to have someone who would continue his way. They didn't want Avraham Avinu to have a Yorish, someone who would transmit and perpetuate the belief system and the lifestyle that he represented. That wasn't that was a Leitzonus. That was a calculated cynicism, which was intended to try to prevent the emergence of Knesset Yisrael. That's why Rashi refers to those as Leitzonim. Rabbi Avram Amar Od Shepam Hulid Gidel V'Riba. He raised him. The first told us Yitzchak ben Avram refers to the fact of paternity, but then Avram Hulid as Yitzchak. That Hulid implies not only that he fathered Yitzchak in the sense of conception, but that he fathered him in the sense of raising him. Kemo Yuldu al Birke Yosef. What does it mean, Yuldu al Birke Yosef? It means that Yosef was involved in their upbringing. Kemo Sha'ama Vayishalchem al Yitzhak Beno. You know, it's interesting. I don't know that the Ibn Ezra has this in mind, but what he says correlates. The Gemara says at the end of the third paragraph in Bava Basra that what's the lashon miyom or something she poshta malchus harisha'a al Yisrael. Referring to the Roman Empire. Ve'eno manachas osanu likones le'yeshua ha'bein or le'shavua ha'bein. So din hu she'nigzo al atzmeinu shelo lisa isha v'shelo l'holid bonim. However, it's ein rov v'tzibu yuchol l'amud bo. That the persecution and the of the Roman Empire was so harsh in terms of preventing giving a proper chinuch to children, that dinu shen exal atzmenu shelo lisa isha v'shelo hul bonim. So Tosfos asks the kasha, how can you have gzeira d'rabbanan? That would be okay, mitzvah d'oraisa puruvu. So Tosfos says, shema, what the Gemara means is, again, the Gemara says the only reason that such a gzeira wasn't made is ein rov v'tzibu yuchol l'amud bo, which is a precondition for any Gzeres Chachamim. But Tosfos says, what about the mitzvah of Peri V'Rivia? It would be okay, the mitzvah of Peri V'Rivia. Tosfos says, Shema, it means those who already have Ben Ubas. That not to be married and have more children beyond what the basic mitzvah of Peri V'Rivia requires. But Tosfos says Shema, and the reason Tosfos says Shema is that it's not the mashmos in the Gemara, it's not the simple mashmos. The simple mashmos in the Gemara is even if they didn't. So what's the alternative? When Tosfos says Shema, what's the alternative understanding in the Gemara? So the Chara is follows. The Gemara in Brachos, earlier in Brachos, in the first parak, the Gemara says that Mika Chacham Mi Odeh Pesha Dova, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the shalom between Chizkiyahu and Yeshayahu. There was a standoff that Chizkiyahu says Yeshayahu should come to me, I'm the Melech, and Yeshayahu says Chizkiyahu should come to me, I'm the Navi. Again, neither one was interested in his personal covet, but rather the office, as it were, the position. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He made Chizkiyahu sick, and Yeshayahu went for Bikur Cholim. And what's more, Yeshayahu came to deliver a nevuah. That tzav the beischa ki mos tamos, that you give your tzava. Yeshayahu tells Chizkiyahu HaMelech, you should give a tzava to your household because you're gonna die. So it's now or never. And why is he going to die? But neshalo asakta b'peri v'rivia. You didn't look to fulfill the mitzvah peri v'rivia. So Chizkiyahu HaMelech says in his defense that Chazoi the Nafkin Minoi Benin Delo Male. No, I saw B'Ruach HaKodesh that I would have a descendant, Menashe, who's going to be a big Russia. So that's why I wasn't Osek B'Peri V'Rivia. So Yeshayahu Navi answers him, B'Hadi Kavshei D'Rachmona Lo Malach. Like, why are you messing around with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's secrets? Mai de Mifkedes Iboi Loch Lemeved. You're supposed to do what you're commanded to do, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will exercise his hashgacha as he sees fit. So, l'chari, you're talking that the pshat in the Gemara is like this. The pshat in the Gemara is that Chizkiyahu was really assuming two things. Number one, he was assuming that if he would have a ben rosha, he wouldn't be mekayem mitzvah peri v'rivia anyway. And B, he thought that he could act on his inside information, as it were. He could act on his Ruach HaKodesh to make that determination. And Yeshayahu is only pushing back at an assumption number two. Yeshayahu is telling him, you can't, when it comes to, you can't paskin shaylus al pi ruach hakodesh. You can't, that's not relevant to paskin a shayla. You have to paskin a shayla. Al pi nigla, you mechuyev in peri v'rivya. You should be osek in peri v'rivya to be mekayim the mitzvah. What's going to happen? The Baal Shalom runs the world. Whatever's supposed to happen will happen. But in terms of the halacha, that if only you could know, Rachman al-Islam, that the son was going to be a Rosha, that you weren't going to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Peri Beribia, so Chizkiyahu wasn't wrong on that. Yeshayahu didn't push back at him. Oh, so that's the Pshat L'Gemara Bava Basra. The Pshat L'Gemara Bava Basra is that Tosas Asakasha, how could it be that Nigzal Atzmeinu Shlo Lisa Ishavu L'Holid Banim, is because they felt that the Gzeiras were just so overwhelming that they didn't see how they could raise the children to be Yirei Mushlemim. They didn't see how they'd be able to raise them to continue in the Masorah. And the mitzvah of Peri V'Rivya is not just to father children. It's not just to bring into the world children, biological children. No, it's to bring them into the world and raise them. The raising them is an integral part of the mitzvah. So that's what they held. We're not going to be in kind of the mitzvah anyway. So dinu shenigzo al atzmenu. It sort of gives a panim chadoshes to the Gemara in Sanhedrin that Rashi quotes in Parshas Bamidbar and Ve'ela told us Aaron and Moshe. And then the Torah only mentions the sons of Aaron. So how is it introduced as Todos Aaron and Moshe? Because Moshe ben Tatan Torah. So kol melamed is ben chaver Torah mala olav akosuv ki ilu yelado. So again, it remains mala olav akosuv ki ilu. It's still a ki ilu, but you understand the ki ilu with more of an onek. No, that the melamed Torah is an integral part of the mitzvah, and if anything, that's the Gemara mitzvah, right? Because that's what determines that the child born will continue the Masorah, which is what the mitzvah of Peri V'Rivya is. So the Ibn Ezra's Havona in Avram Holiness Yitzchak, again, there isn't anything to, you know, there's no basis for, you know, implying, for inferring that any of this is part of the Ibn Ezra's Kavona, but the Ibn Ezra aligns very well with this, that his understanding of Holid in this context, again, it correlates. It runs parallel to this havana in the mitzvah of Peri V'Rivya. Va'anochon be'enai, the Ramban has a third understanding of what it means. Ela told us, ki chazo ata vehechel be'ov hayachas k'minig hakosav lachzo be'anshei hamayla el rosh hayachas. Whenever you have a person of distinction, so you trace back to the beginning of his lineage. So Ela told us Yitzchak ben Avram identifies Yitzchak. Avram Holodus Yitzchak is there because the Torah is about to tell us about the birth of Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov and Esav, but in terms of what triggers the Avram Holodus Yitzchak, the birth of Yaakov Avinu, so you trace when you have an Ish Hamayla, when you have a great person, so you trace him back to the beginning of his distinguished ancestry, of his lineage. And the Ramban proceeds to give other examples of that. Kiminag ha-kosov lachso v'anshe ha-mayla l'rosh ha-yachas v'chem d've yom m'kosov b'nei shem elam v'asher v'ahpachshod v'lud v'aram v'ahpachshod yolad ha-sholach. The Kashu Hishlam Chazav Amar Shem Ach Pashad Sholach Ad Avram Avram Hu Avram V'chein B'yichuz B'nyom L'chazav L'mafrei V'hechel etc. Avkan Avram Holed Es Yitzchak V'Yitzchak Holed Es Yaakov Kashu Yazkir V'chazav L'sapir Zeh Bavo Shama V'Ele Todos Yishmal Ben Avram Shem Omer Gamken Ve'ele Todos Yitzchak Ben Avram Bilvad Hine Hishva Shneim Be'yichus Be'mayla Ve'afki Hiknem HaBuchur There is biological ancestry. So biologically, so Yishmael and the Bnei Ketuah are descendants, and then their descendants, L'dori Doros. Are biological descendants of Avraham Avinu. That is incontrovertible. But what the Ramban says is the fact that this biological ancestry isn't to be confused with any kind of spiritual ancestry. One can be a biological descendant and have no spiritual connection, ki hu zeh. And that's by saying that Avram Holodes Yitzhak, meaning that the bond was not only biological, but the bond was spiritual as well. It's sort of the other side of the coin. Yishmael's relationship to Avram Avinu is the other side of the coin of, right, famously, the Rambam Paskins, like the view in the Tosefta, that a ger is mevi bikurim. Not only is a ger chayv in havas bikurim, he's chayv in all mitzvahs, but he's also chayv in mikra bikurim. Aye, how can he say Hashem nishbal avoseinu lasis lanu? Higati ayom laHashem lokecha kivosti alaretz Hashem nishbal laHashem avoseinu lasis lanu. But it's not true that the Kodesh Baruch Hu promised to give Eretz Yisrael to the Alta Zayda of the ger. So the answer is no. The Yerushalmi presented that it's really Machlokes Tanoim. This Machlokes Tanoim isn't in the Mishnah, but the Yerushalmi quotes that it's Machlokes Tanoim. No, the Gzeres HaKosov of when HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes Avram Avinu's name from Avram to Avraham, ki Av Hamon Goyim Nesaticha. So what does it mean, Av Hamon Goyim Nesaticha? No, the Gerim are the children of Avram Avinu. What does it mean, they're the children of Avram Avinu? That's the other side of this coin, right? A person can be a biological descendant, but not be a spiritual descendant. A person can be a spiritual descendant, even though genetically he's not a biological descendant. Okay, maybe just very briefly, the Ramban later here in Parshas Toldos, this is one of the places where he has his famous presentation about Eretz Yisrael and the special relationship of mitzvahs to Eretz Yisrael, that Chazal darshan on Eikav Hashem Avam Bekoli Vayishma Mishmati Mitzvosai Chukosai Vesarosai, that Avam Avinu kept Kol HaTorah Kula. So then the question being, if Avam Avinu kept Kol HaTorah Kula, so how did Yaakov Avinu marry Shtei Achayos, etc.? So the Ramban says that the Avos only kept Kol HaTorah Kula in Eretz Yisrael alone. That's the Ramban's answer. V'hanirei lai, this is the Ramban on Pasuk Hey in Perek Chof Vav, Pasuk Hey. V'hanirei lai midas v'voseinu, shalamad avam avinu HaTorah Kula b'ruach HaKodesh, ועוסק בו ותמי מתווסר וסוד עושה, ושמה עוסק כולה כמי שאין המצובה ועושה, ושמירוסו עושה הויסו באורץ בלבד. ויעקב בחוץ על האורץ בלבד נעשה שתי החיוס, וכן אמרם, כי המצווס משפט אלוקי האורץ הם, אף על פי שהוזהנו בכל וסגוף בכל מוקום. Even though once ניתנה תורה, so other than mitzvahs atliyos ba'aretz, so everything else is characterized as chovas aguf. So we're chayav in all those mitzvahs, even chutz la'aretz. But that riboy, as it were, notwithstanding, ki ha-mitzvahs mishpat alokei ha'aretzim. Okay, so whatever this means on a deep level, question is, What does it mean? Or does it translate lahalocha? Let's say bismana is it? Does it translate lahalocha? So Rav Neimansal has in the back of in the Mishnah Berurah with the Haoros from Rav Neimansal in the back of Chelek Shishi. So then there's a few unrelated Mishnah Berurah Haoros from Rav Neimansal, and one of them I have there is a fascinating suffix. It's a common occurrence. Let's say you're flying to Eretz Yisrael. And the timing of the flight, if you take an evening flight, so then you're going to daven shachrus on the plane. Okay, so you put on tefillin and you daven shachrus on the plane. All right, this time of year, shkia is very early, but let's say shkia is a little later, that makes it more common. And then you're going to land in the afternoon, before shkia in Eretz Yisrael. So if Nebenzal Claire is a suffix, I think he leaves it as a suffix ladino. He says, maybe qualitatively, the Maisa HaMitzvah in Chutz La'aretz is not the same as the Maisa HaMitzvah in Eretz Yisrael. And maybe once you land in Eretz Yisrael, the Hanochas Tefillin of Chutz La'aretz doesn't bother you. And you should put on Tefillin again. I later saw someone else is also Mechavim to this point, but I don't remember whom. I remember where I saw it, but in Rav Neimansal, it's in the back of his Mishnah Berurah. So Yitaka treats it as this fake din again, based on this Ramban, that maybe what the Ramban is saying, the fact that the Kiyam Mitzvah is Mishpatei Elokei Ho'aretzein, that the Ikar place for Kiyam Mitzvah is in Eretz Yisrael, so maybe that there's the impression of that remains halacha lemaisa even after the Torah then tells us that, again, the Ramban returns to this in Parshas Ekev, for instance. After the Torah then tells us that all mitzvahs which are chovas haguf were chayiv in min haTorah and chutz la'aretz as well, but maybe it's not the same. Maybe qualitatively it's not the same chayiv. So it would not just be anochas tefillin. It would be, let's say, sometimes people do for the other nafkimin would be that sometimes there are other tzadim that need to be evaluated in terms of the sanhag as well. But sometimes, let's say, if you take an afternoon flight, so then you'll land in the morning. So sometimes people, for whatever commitments they have, or that they want to get they want to jump start the day, so they'll daven on the plane, so that when they land, they can, you know, just begin their day in Eretz Yisrael, as opposed to first needing to daven shachris. So then there too, you'll have again, they're not only about the anochas tefillin, you'll have it about davening shachris. That maybe the shachris in the plane, maybe a person then, when he lands, and it's still zman shachris in Eretz Yisrael, it could be that now there's a different, the echus of the chiyuv is different, and the echus of a shachris in Eretz Yisrael is different. So it could be that again, it's also, you know, presumably on the ground is a little bit more conducive to davening than on the airplane. So there are other tzadim that need to be factored in there as well. But even leaving those aside, it could be that this etza doesn't really accomplish anything according to one side of Nebenzal Safik, because the person would just be chazer mischayef in shachris when he lands anyway. Okay. So.